Measuring Mobility in People with PSP. Dr. Ellen Buckley, a researcher at the University of Sheffield, has spent the past decade exploring how technology can transform the way we understand human movement. She is working on a pilot study investigating mobility in people with PSP. The study combines laboratory motion capture with wearable sensors, aiming to measure real-life movement. The hope is that these digital mobility tools could one day offer clinicians clearer insights into disease progression, improve diagnosis, and even shape future clinical trials. Here, Dr. Buckley talks about her study and why they are looking for more people with PSP to take part. In a clinic, you might observe someone walking for a few minutes on a particular day, which gives you just a snapshot of their mobility. People know they're being watched, and they may walk differently to how they would do at home. What we're trying to do is understand how people move in the real world, in their own environments, going about their daily lives. That's where you get a much more truthful picture of their experience. At Sheffield, we've already been doing this kind of work in Parkinson's disease and MS, as well as other neurological conditions. The PSP study grew out of conversations with clinicians who told us how difficult it is to distinguish PSP from other Parkinsonisms at an early stage. If we can find a reliable way to measure real-world walking, it would help differentiate between conditions and track how they progress over time. In our study, we're using a gold standard lab assessment to evaluate measurements from a wearable device which could be more easily used in daily life. When participants come into the lab, we use motion capture technology to measure their movement with very high accuracy. This uses infrared cameras to track reflective markers that we place on the body while they do a walking test. This is the same kind of technology you see in filmmaking, where actors wear reflective markers and their movements are turned into 3D animations. We then compare that data to the data from wearable sensors to help us understand how well the sensors reflect real movement. The devices measure signals, like acceleration, from which we can generate digital measures of mobility, like walking speed, step count, and gait quality. After the lab visit, participants take the sensors home and wear them for up to 10 days. The device itself is small, just a few centimetres across, and very lightweight. It's worn on the lower back, attached with a dressing. It's waterproof. The battery lasts for several days, and we encourage people to go about their normal routines. The goal is that they forget they're even wearing it. Of course, if it becomes uncomfortable, they can take it off and have a break. 10 days of data give us a good range of activity, but even as little as 3 days can provide reliable measurements. People have generally been very willing to wear the device, which is encouraging. But it's not just about collecting data. We also want to understand people's experiences. Do they feel self-conscious wearing the device? Does it remind them of their condition? Is it comfortable? We ask participants to complete questionnaires and take part in workshops to share their views. We're also speaking to carers and healthcare professionals. We don't want to create something that adds burden, either for patients or clinicians. The data we produce has to be meaningful. It's not enough to say this number has changed. We need to understand what that change actually means in a clinical context. This particular project is a pilot, so we're focusing on feasibility. Are people happy to take part? Can we collect good quality data? What are the barriers? So far, we've worked with a small number of people with PSP, and we're aiming to expand that to around 20 participants. One of the challenges is that people do need to come to Sheffield for the lab assessment, but we keep visits short, usually just a couple of hours, and we cover travel expenses. After that, everything else can be done remotely, including returning the sensors by post. What's really striking across all our studies is how motivated people are to take part. Many know that this research won't directly impact them, but there's a strong sense of wanting to contribute to something that could help others in the future. That's especially true in PSP, where there isn't yet a disease-modifying therapy. People often tell us they want to leave things better than they found them. If digital tools like this can eventually be used in clinical trials or help detect changes earlier, that could make a real difference. We've already seen in Parkinson's and MS studies that these digital mobility measures can relate well to clinical assessments. The next step is to build that evidence in PSP and similar conditions. Ultimately, our goal is to develop tools that are useful, reliable, and meaningful in real clinical settings. That means working closely with patients, carers, clinicians, and other healthcare professionals. Find out more. If you are living with PSP, or you are a carer for someone with PSP, and are interested in finding out more about taking part in this study, please email Ellen and the MoStract study team on sth.mostract@nhs.net.